In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is a great day to be a child of the kingdom, don't you think? As we hear from the gospel today, that seems to be the position we want to be in. Now, maybe you'll feel differently after this. It's hard to say. But in the midst of this second parable, this is a series of parables. This is the second in a series of seven. Although there's another one about seeds that fits in between the parable and the explanation of the parable. But Jesus continues to talk in this way. The good news is this parable, like the one we heard, was it last week? I think it was last week. My days are a little messed up. That it came with an explanation. So we can always, look forward to Jesus's very specific explanation. Then you don't have to worry about what I think he was saying. We can just hear exactly what he's saying. So then this time that the parable is describing is the time that we live in now. And you've heard me say it 1,000 times, and I didn't invent it. It's a well-known understanding about the world we live in now, this time of grace, this initiated kingdom that will be consummated when Jesus returns. Amen? We know this is the time that we live in, and this parable is about that with a bit of focus. Well, okay, not a bit. With a fairly decent focus on that return of Jesus. So there's good news, brothers and sisters. As we already know, the kingdom of heaven is near because Jesus has come and initiated it. The bad news is, well, it's good and bad, right? The good news, Jesus is coming back. The bad news is, as he makes clear in this parable, he's going to be checking out what went on while he was away. He's checking on it now, by the way, so don't think you're going to make it all up on that last day when you hear the trumpet. So you might want to be thinking about it as you move along. But that's why we find ourselves kingdom children, amen? So we need to remember that. So looking at Jesus's explanation, they ask, explain the parable of the weeds of the field. And he answered, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. I think we all caught on to that, right? That's simple enough. The field is the world. Understood, not a problem. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one. There's no in-between place there, and he's pretty clear about it, isn't he? The enemy sowed them, who sowed them is the devil. Okay. And then there's this reaping that will come. He's going to send the angels and they'll sort it all out. But we got to remember in the parable, the one who sowed the seed said to his folks, don't go pull them. Because if you do that, you'll damage the wheat. And I can understand that. I've pulled some weeds near things that maybe I shouldn't have and damaged the things that I wanted to grow. But at the same time, I have to wonder, those of us who are adopted into this people of God, grafted in by the body blood of Jesus Christ, I wonder how much the weeds looked like the wheat until the wheat started to produce. And I don't know the answer to that. I just wondered about it, and I didn't do the research, and we don't know what kind of wheat they were growing. There's more than one kind, and we don't know what kind of weeds were growing in the midst of it. Strangely, there's more than one kind. About 8,000 different ones just in my yard. But maybe they looked the same. I thought, well, maybe that's one of the reasons they don't touch it. Let the one who knows the difference come and sort it out. I thought, what a beautiful thought that is. As much fun as it would be for me to call judgment on everybody I know, I reserve it for a select few, by the way, and decide whether or not they were good enough to be children of the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, not our job. It's not our job. What you can deal with is you. What I can deal with is me. Now, I have the sometimes rather uncomfortable job of standing in front of people in various ways these days, I've discovered, and tell them, it's not your job to decide who the children of the kingdom are. If you are proclaimed to be a child of the kingdom, a follower of Jesus Christ, your job is to go tell other people the good news of the kingdom so that they can grow into being wheat. See, if you're truly wheat and children of the kingdom, you won't be mixed with the weed. You won't be misidentified because you will bear fruit. Amen? So we got nothing to worry about. We don't have to sort all that out. And you know what? Just like the man who sowed the good seed in his field in this parable, God has sown good seed in you. You can stand in the midst of the weed patch, brothers and sisters, and bear fruit. Amen? We don't need to worry about if that weed gets too close to me, it might choke me out. It's not kudzu. Some of you may be familiar with that. It grows a little further north of here and swallows up half of the Smoky Mountains in a day. It's not going to choke you out unless you let it. Unless you forget that you are a child of the kingdom in the midst of this initiated kingdom right now. So when I hear about this, don't pull the weeds, I hear, that's God's grace. That's God's grace. And I have to tell you, when it gets to the end of this explanation, boy, it gets uncomfortable, doesn't it? The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire where they will be weeping, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Whoa. Now, let me tell you why that bothers me a little bit. There are days when I feel a little more like weed, like a weed, let's be more specific. When I feel more like a weed than I feel like wheat. You know? Maybe you have those days too, where you just think, am I truly a child of the kingdom? Am I bearing any fruit at all? Or am I in fear that I'm going to get choked out, so I'm just going to stay away from those people? So when I hear about this judgment coming, there are days when I get a little nervous. There are days when I can be indignant about it. Most days I just go, oh yeah, I better get it together, because I don't know when he's coming to reap the harvest. I don't know when he's going to come sort us out, and I want to make sure that I want to make sure I'm bearing some fruit when he arrives. So the only goal I have is to try and, you know, bear a little fruit every day, and hopefully I'll bear a little more fruit than the damage I might cause with my sinfulness that still exists, if we're going to be honest, doesn't it? We got to stick with it. We got to stick in this time, this initiated kingdom that will be consummated upon his return is a time of grace where we can continually seek God and seek his will and discern what is his will and what is mine and choose his, not our own, so that we may be bearers of fruit for his kingdom. Now, as a young child, my faith tradition did an excellent job of scaring us into being good. I mean, to be honest with you, that's the primary reason I took my children back to school, to church, when I was trying to raise them and realized I'm just telling them this is wrong, and they have no idea why I'm telling them that. So maybe I could get God on my side and he can tell them why it's wrong too. One of the primary reasons, let's get them into the church. They're obviously missing something here. So we were scared into it. And I left that tradition and joined this one. And I thought, this sounds better. A little more grace involved here. And for that, I am so grateful. I was once asked why I didn't want to go back to that tradition, and I told them, I have discovered that Jesus loves me and that God is not just out to get me. So I'm going to choose the love of Christ Now, I don't want to go all hellfire and brimstone on you. Jesus did. So sometimes, as I mentioned before, I find myself in this unique position of standing in front of people and saying to them and reminding them that which Jesus said. God's grace is abundant, brothers and sisters. God's grace can cover all of our sins. However, as Jesus spoke today, a day will come, and you can choose to be whatever you choose to be. That's your will. God will never take it. You can choose to be a weed, you can choose to be wheat, or you can choose to be wheat that doesn't bear fruit, which means you might get mixed in with the weeds. See, it's not just about you. This saving grace that Jesus Christ has poured out on you, brothers and sisters, is not just for you. For you, yes. For you alone, no. Not even close. It is so you can get involved in that which Jesus is doing, which God intended in this world, which is to build up his kingdom. And that work, and the time to do that work, is right now. Amen? So we can claim all this grace for ourselves, and we can go sit down and be quiet in the corner with it, but I'm wondering if you might look like a weed when it comes time for the harvest, because there's no fruit. You have not sprouted any grain. So will God see you as wheat or weed? I don't know the answer. So to go back to my childhood roots, I'd say, who wants to take the chance? Nobody raised their hand. Take the chance if you want to take the chance. You have that option. God gave you that opportunity with your own free will. But I encourage you, as I stand here, and as I've told you before, and I'll tell you over and over, at one point in my call to ministry, I had to get down to the elevator version of why I feel called to be a priest. And brothers and sisters, it's this. People are dying because they don't know the good news of the love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness poured out on us through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We are the children of the kingdom right now, today, the children of the kingdom. And there are people out there who do not understand what I'm saying. And there are those out there that do understand what I'm saying and then do nothing with the information. People are dying. And every time I cross paths with someone who does not know the good news, and if I neglect to tell them the good news, which I have, I try not to, but on occasion, I blow it. All I can think about is one day I'm going to stand before the judge and he's going to look at me and he's going to say, well, I know you think you did all right. But let me show you this list of people that I sent to you because you claim to be my child, a child of the kingdom. And you had some silly thing going on in your own life. You just couldn't see them standing before you and you didn't recognize that I sent them and you neglected to share the good news. Now I know that goes back to my childhood and a little bit of that fear. But I would say, for me, it's healthy. It's a good, healthy fear. Because it helps me overcome my own hesitation when given the opportunity to live out this call to be a child of the kingdom. Because it's not just about me. It's about the building up of the kingdom of God for all people. Not just the people I like, not just the ones I want to talk to, not just the experiences that make me feel good. It's about all of it. It's about walking into the things that are uncomfortable. It's about having the conversations that I don't want to have. It's about standing in front of a bunch of Episcopalians and saying, brothers and sisters, Jesus has said, if we don't grow into being the wheat and he comes for the harvest, when he returns, there will be a sorting out. There will be a sorting out. And if we have chosen a life that looks like that of the evil one, then we are going to be sorted out in a way we don't want. And it sounds like this. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I know. Hits you, doesn't it? I know I sound all hellfire and brimstone, but let's be honest, it is my favorite way to preach. Why? Because my childhood, I was scared into thinking I should pay attention to God. So if you're not paying attention to God and you feel a little uncomfortable right now, think about that. Pray about that. And I don't say it because I'm trying to make you do something you don't want to do. I say it because I want you to truly be children of the kingdom. I want to spend eternity with you. First with Jesus, but it'd be great if you all were with me. Because that's where I'm planning on being. How about you? Yeah. Be a child of the kingdom. Share the good news however you can. With everyone you can. Because we don't know when Jesus, who has put his trust in his children, will put his trust in you. Don't miss the opportunity. There will be a sorting out. Amen.